recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. And now here is Larry.
All right. This is a show that we've been looking forward to for some time, right, Randy?
I think so.
Yeah. And we really don't have anything to rant and rave about other than we are going to rave about an organization that we think a lot of, and we'd like to learn more about it. We have actually two guests here tonight. Mark Miller is the Central Area Multi-Area Director. Mm-hmm. And then we have Lance Kaufman, who is with Area Director, and he is with Pulaski County and Jefferson County, I just learned.
Yeah.
So they're with FCA, and I don't want to take a whole lot of the time.
Cool.
So I'm just going to introduce Mark. Mark, tell us what FCA is all about. What do you do? How do you do it? When do you do it? Give us any information that you've got, okay?
Well, Larry, thank you for having Lance and myself. We're privileged to be a part of this ministry. FCA has been around since 1954. We're international in the scope, and our little world is 11 counties here in Central Arkansas. We have about 23 staff members that we've grown. We've been blessed to grow to that number. We're always looking for more staff. And our purpose, our vision, is to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes. That's our vision. Our mission is to lead every coach and athlete into a growing relationship with Christ and His church. And so we don't compete with churches. In fact, we partner with churches because we have the opportunity to get into the schools many times that the churches don't have that opportunity. So many very positive things are going on. Our key emphasis, our gatekeeper is the coach. So we work to and through the coach, and they give us access. We really have access to about every school in our area, in our 11 counties.
Okay,
there's maybe one or two just because they're comfortable with their, it might be a certain school that might not let us, but they still come to our events and all, they just won't let us on campus. But that's one or two schools out of hundreds of
schools.
There you go,
sure.
And so we have probably 1,000-plus coaches that we have access to, and you're looking at 10,000, 15,000 students.
Oh, wow.
Now, all of those are not involved in athletics, but we're not just for the athlete. We're for any of the students that want to come to what we call the huddles, and the huddles are basically Bible studies that our directors and our reps and our ambassadors lead either on a weekly or every other week or monthly basis. And
when are those held, like early of the morning or?
Well, it depends on the school.
Okay.
It depends on the coaches and when they have an open spot. Some are early in the morning, some are at lunch, some are after school. But those have been, and we do both young men and young women. One of the things that we found is that the women's sports have exploded. Women's softball, volleyball, basketball, it's just huge. And the girls are doing so well. We're very fortunate. We have some very strong Christian women in our organization. Lance's wife, Denise, saw and we embraced a couple of years ago that we need a women's ministry. Lance and I, they don't want old guys walking into the women's locker room. So we said, you know, we're not.
I promised we were not going to be political on this show, so I'm going to leave that one there, okay?
Do y'all let men compete in women's sports?
Randy, we promised.
If you do, well, we have a lot to say.
No, we are not going there, Randy. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
But, Larry, when I say that, it's just a natural communication connection. If you have a young lady that loves the Lord, that goes in and bonds and has fellowship with the coach, and that coach trusts her, they develop a rapport, and she lets them talk. Or it could be a male coach, but let them talk to the team. One of our young ladies, Claire Hill, this last week in a softball team out in Bryant, she gave her testimony to the kids, and she showed some things in her testimony that showed her vulnerability. In other words, and everybody thinks maybe if you're in the ministry, you don't have any faults. Well, that's far from true. We all have faults and sins, and we miss the mark. And the coach came up to Claire afterwards and said, you've totally connected at a different level with our team. She's in. She now has the instant rapport and the confidence of those kids to whatever she says, and she's going to sell truth that they'll believe. One of the things, Lance hears me say this all the time, but Yogi Berra, the great spiritual leader, he had many sayings, but one of his sayings was, when you come to the fork in the road, take it. The kids these days, many are super smart and all, but they don't really know what path to take, what road to take. And so you ask, what's one of our purposes? One of them is to try to guide these young people into the proper path, the proper way to go. Don't be attracted to the world because it's temporary. The other thing I share all the time, there's a person on our staff in Kansas City named Kaz McCaskill, and he's got one of the greatest sayings ever. He says, the race is on to the heart of every young child, and whoever gets there first wins.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so what's the race? The race is the fact that we're in a spiritual battle, and Satan knows where these kids are, their weakest point, just like he knows our weakest point. And I share with people, when in athletics, if you're the coach or the quarterback and you're looking at what is the weak point of that team, you attack because you have a chance of advancing your goals.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Satan knows our weak spot, and he's going to attack. And so we have to be aware that the battle exists so that we can fight. And these kids, the only way you can really fight this battle is through, it's a spiritual battle, so they have to be grounded in the scripture. And so that's what Lance and his team and Josh Adair, Blake Walter, and different ones, the directors, Case and Mertens, are teaching their team to teach the kids.
And do you find that the quote-unquote church kids that are in school become the leaders, and then they are getting other unbelievers to come in and work?
That's certainly
a
big asset,
yeah,
to have a biblical background foundation.
Right.
And so that's a big help.
Yeah.
No question about that. We have one of the events we have is called Fields of Faith. You were asking about earlier some numbers. We had, I think, 12 different areas of Fields of Faith last year. We had over 8,500 kids come to these events. They're scattered from Cabot to Pine Bluff, Whitehall, Little Rock, different places, Boxside, Bryant, Benton, Harmony Grove, I think, had one. And so of those 8,500 kids that came, many adults, parents, kids are all involved. We had close to, I think it was 300 and something kids make first-time decisions.
Wow.
And more than that, make recommitments. And so you say, well, that's not a big number. Well, really, it is a big number, because if you have any group like that, and you have of 8,000, you know, that'd be what, 2%, roughly, you know, 3%, 4%. That's not bad.
I would call that successful myself.
Yeah, I would call that successful. Because what these kids are doing, many of them might go to church, but they're really discipled, I think, more so in these groups than sometimes in the youth programs, which is once a week. The reps and directors are on campus, whether they're doing a Bible study or just being present to be there to encourage the kids. I don't know if y'all remember when y'all were in junior high or senior high. One of the key things that all these kids need is encouragement. Many of our kids have a one-parent home. Finances are tight. Many times when we might feed a pizza during the season for a football team or something, that could be the last meal they have until the next morning. And so it's very competitive getting that piece of pizza.
Right.
But, you know, there's some things that you and I can't really relate to. But these kids, you know, you say, well, what are you planning to do when you get out of high school? That's not their focus. Their focus is, am I going to survive today? And that's not across the board. But for many, and so I guess I can share this, Lance. I can't say the bank yet, but one of the banks here in town wants to partner in going into a school, because so many of these kids, they don't know how to dress for a job interview. They don't know how to balance a checkbook. They don't know what a checkbook is sometimes. And so they're trying to give them social skills so that when they go to an interview, they know what to wear, how to approach it, what to say, how to introduce themselves, how to shake their hands, look at the eyes, and give the business the impression and the truth that they know what's going on. And so they're looking at that. We can get them into the school. They can't just go into the school. But we're willing to do that because of the benefit of the kids. So we're trying to do on multiple fronts, not just the Bible study, which is key, but also what are we going to do when we get out of high school? Is it college? Is it military? Is it job? What's the best fit? So we're looking to partner with businesses that can help these kids learn these skills as we move forward. That's just one of the things, areas we're trying to embrace.
I think that's awesome because honestly, well, first of all, when you talk to a kid in junior high or high school and you say checkbook, they're going to look at you going, what?
I kind of aged myself.
If
they understand Cash App, but not a checkbook.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
You know, they may have an ATM card in their wallet, but that's it. You know?
And they think the ATM card just goes up, hey, I get all the money I need.
That's where the money comes from.
But if you ask them to balance that statement, there's no way they could.
No.
There's just no way. You could hand them a check, and first of all, they may not recognize what it is. Second of all, they wouldn't know how to fill one out if their life depended on it.
They have to use letters.
Practical stuff. Yeah, exactly. Practical stuff like that I think is very important for children to learn. So I think that that's a great place to kind of move into.
Yeah. The other thing we kind of emphasize sometimes, Larry, is, you know, I mentioned that the coach is our key, but Lance and others do such a great job on ministering to the coaches. He has a coach's Bible study every week, and he has since he's been here, 5 years or more. And Glenn Escola, who's a retired coach, is one of the leaders in that. And just has a great group. And now he's got a group of, one coach that's bringing some of the kids in from a local high school and teaching them discipleship.
Is that Todd's dad?
Brother.
It's brother.
Brother. Yeah, okay. Todd. Okay.
Yeah. And so that's going real well. So we're on multiple fronts. We want, you know, a school like Central or Joe T or Little Rock Christian, they might have 10 different sports. You know, from baseball to women's sports to basketball and all that. Mm-hmm. So we're also very volunteer intensive. We need volunteers. And if I could plead for people, if they have an interest in athletics, Christian athletics, or the ability to communicate or simply support, you'd mentioned there's really three areas that the ministry looks for assistance. One is prayer. Prayer does change things.
That's right.
And the second is volunteers. We need volunteers. And the third is simply financial support. And so those three areas allow us to continue the ministry and have the impact in the schools that we're seeking.
And when you're saying volunteers, what would people be volunteering to do?
Well, they could do a multitude of things. Volunteers for some of our events, like our golf tournament in September, a banquet. Let me speak, if I could, on the banquet real quick.
Mm-hmm.
This year it's called An Evening of Gold, G-O-L-D. We've had some great speakers over the years, everybody from Grant Taft, Lou Holtz, Kent Hatfield, Houston Nutt. This year, it's not a famous coach, but we've got a young lady by the name of Ruthie Bolton. She's a two-time U.S. Olympic gold medalist in basketball, women's basketball. She also has a U.S. national gold medal. She grew up in a family of 16. She wanted a scholarship to Auburn. She wanted one. Auburn said, "We just don't think you can play, Ruthie." Her sister had gotten a scholarship. She says, "But," the school said, "but if you'll pay your own way up here on the bus, we'll talk to you." And that's really a good way to recruit.
Right.
And but she did. She got up there and they said, "We don't think you can play, but if you want to walk on, you can." She walked on. She started. Her numbers retired at Auburn. She went on to the Olympics, got through, went to Sacramento Monarchs. Her jersey's retired at Sacramento. Wonderful young lady. And so, Larry, if you come to the banquet, what she'll do, we'll bring you on stage, and we'll give you a basketball and let you put it on the floor, and do 25 push-ups.
There you go.
Holding the basketball.
I'm not coming. All right. He just lost me, Randy.
But she can do that. She's early
50s. Do some football and stuff, you know, and all that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll do it right after you. I'll let Randy go first.
We have cardiac equipment available.
Yeah, you would. The paddles.
Yeah. But Ruthie's wonderful. That's going to happen June the 5th. And then the other goal is a guy named Dallas Holm. Now, he's big time.
Oh,
He was one of the originators of contemporary Christian music.
Yeah.
Had Song of the Year back several years ago, Rise Again.
Rise Again. Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to be there. So we think we'll have that.
When is this now?
June the 5th.
June the 5th.
Thursday
night. You have
night.
To register and all that?
Just contact myself or Lance.
Okay.
And we've been very fortunate. Bank OZK is the presenting sponsor, but we've got a lot of great sponsors through the years, and they've been very faithful.
Well, I'll tell you something you don't know about me, but I used to be a gospel singer.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that, and I don't let a whole lot of people know that.
Well, so this is like being reviewed or debuted now?
I guess so. I'm just
kind of
self-confessed.
You want to play that cut?
Yeah.
Let's go to that cut right now.
But I sang that song, Rise Again, many years.
Oh, really?
You did.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's going to sing it. He's
I bet he will.
And
he's known for that.
We're very fortunate. Tom Mitchell, Right Reverend, Dr. Tom Mitchell, he's had a relationship with Dallas for years and years. And Dallas is retired. He has a farm in Texas. But he's going to come up and be with us that night.
That's cool.
So it'd be fun.
You know, out of all the guest speakers that he just rattled off, I'm probably going to guess that in a year or two, this podcast is going to be so big, I'm probably going to get an invitation.
Well, I imagine.
Wouldn't you think?
Imagine so. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I mean,
that's what's been happening.
That sounds logical.
We have a lot of people in Washington that listen to this thing, and then they just do what we're talking about.
It's unbelievable
what they're doing.
You think Doge is smart? They get all their ideas from us.
We knew that. Lance and I knew that.
Okay, yeah, right.
We didn't want to say anything.
Well, this is pretty good. Now, your area of ministry, you know, that you guys are, is just Central Arkansas, correct? Give us a kind of an idea of what that really entails.
Well, it goes everywhere from Morrilton down to Pine Bluff over to – we've got Carlisle, we've got Hazen, we've got Stuttgart east, and we go North Little Rock, Conway, Bigelow – don't have anything in Bigelow. I don't want to mislead anybody. But Bigelow's a great community, and we just got to have some people to get there.
Yeah.
And
well, maybe somebody's listening to this around Bigelow that would step up and say, hey, maybe I can help you bring your ministry here and work with you.
But so. all the areas, you know, when I came home, my mission was to organize it such that they're financially, you know, secure. And we're almost there. We're almost there.
Awesome.
Good.
But with the four areas, you know, you want to have enough people where you can go deep with the schools. And so one person, you could have what we're looking for just in Saline County. We want two people, a young man and a young woman, for each school. And we've got, what do we got? Four people there now. We need six more. They just had a banquet out in Saline County. Great turnout. And so we've already gotten two or three people calling, asking about information about coming on.
Okay.
Wow. Well, cool. I just wanted to tell you, you know, the only time I had worked with y'all was back in the 70s. And we went on y'all had an evangelistic tour or something down at Daytona Beach during spring break. And I went with we had a car team of about 12 or 15 cars that drove down there. I was one of them. And so it was very inspiring to me that, you know, I still remember that. And it played a deep, you know, root in my life of doing that. Uh-huh. You know, we got to go out and minister to all the kids and hand out tracts and hand out the stuff that y'all were putting on that night, and then we were there. And so I just want to tell you that we're going to be a sponsor. my company. I have a building company, and
we'll become
a sponsor with you, and monthly sponsor.
Well, thanks.
And I'll get with you on that. We'll figure out how to do all that, okay. And get you what is it called, the Cash App going.
Okay, I dated myself. Okay, all right. Okay.
We won't let you forget
that. I do use a credit card at your place.
Yeah, we do.
So use that and give a pitch for becoming a sponsor and how to do it so they can follow me.
Well,
I'm doing a challenge to the viewers.
It's very easy. One, you can just contact me right now since I don't have a code up there or anything. Or you can get my number's 501-347-7778, and I will call you back instantly. You can go to centralarkfca.org, and you can go on our site and make a donation. It's right on there. It's very easy.
Good. We're going to do the monthly sponsor.
Well,
we're going to do the monthly thing.
Monthly sponsor is very easy. It's called an automatic monthly partner, and you can do that on the website or call me and help set that up.
Perfect.
And it's consistent every month. About the 20th of the month, it comes right out.
Mm-hmm.
And we take cards, or they've already gotten on to me about checks, but still people still write checks. And you can do that, whether it's monthly, quarterly, annually, whatever it might be.
Good. Well, sign up and do it, guys.
So here's what we'll say. Those of you that are listening on podcast, you can stop and pause and write all that down. Those of you that are watching on one of our video platforms, we'll put that on the screen. Randy will put that up there for you so you can pay attention to that. So we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we'll be back, and Lance is going to join us on the air and talk to us and give us some stories about what's going on.
Right.
Bobby's Country Cooking. It's like Sunday after church at Grandma's, except it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 2. Homestyle cooking with generous portions, entrees, sides, and desserts to die for. Dine in or get it to go. We're in the West Chase Plaza at the corner of Shackelford and Markham. Bobby's Country Cooking.
All right. Welcome back, folks. And we've got a new guest. He's been sitting in the audience here with us, Lance Kaufman. And Lance, welcome to the show.
Good to have you. Thank you for having me.
Why don't we start out talking to you? What kind of motivates you? What got you involved in FCA? What lights your fire?
Well, we've all heard the saying, come full circle.
Okay.
And I feel like that's me right now working for FCA. And what I mean by that, you have to go back to at 12 years old, my parents divorced.
Hmm.
And Dad went overseas for opportunities that he couldn't pass up. And my mom, she just tried to find life in the next relationship. And so I was on my own, and sports kind of became my new family from 12 to about 20. I'd start with football, then basketball, then baseball, and like shampooing your hair, repeat. Until I stumbled into a FCA meeting in college, and I walked out of that meeting kind of ground zero. I heard the gospel, never got it. Never even understood the cross on every church as I grew up in Houston, Texas. Churches everywhere and crosses, and I just thought it was a pretty emblem. Mm. But when I got the cross, it was a game changer. And what was interesting is I didn't go to a church per se. The church came to me in my dorm. And that's how I heard the good news.
Mm.
And so the full circle is, I've been a pastor and done a lot of ministry things. FCA appealed to me and was the perfect fit because there's a lot of guys out there right now, and probably girls,
mm-hmm.
which is why my wife joined me in this call, that will never don the steps of a church. But if we bring the truth of what the church is about, the gospel of Jesus Christ, they will respond. And so I'm really, in a sense, I'm now going after those little lances out there and seeing great results. To God be the glory.
So you were unchurched, obviously, in your life. And then was it FCA itself that reached you? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. FCA reached me with the gospel, and I kind of got my discipleship through another ministry called Crew. But between those two parachurch organizations, I did get involved with the local church and always have. In fact, I love our mission statement, which was when I was kicking the tires of FCA. The mission statement is to lead every coach for FCA, to lead every coach into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and his church. And so I love that because we're like the Green Berets sent out to reach people that might not come to the church, and then we disciple them up, and then they become, because of community and fellowship, they get involved with local churches.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah. So that's kind of why.
So FCA reached you, so now you're involved with FCA reaching others and giving back.
Yeah, it's kind of that old saying, you know, pass it on. I guess I'm the epitome of just wanting to pass it on.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. So tell us a few success stories. That was the success story of you. So do you have a few success stories of where the ministry is going right now and people you're reaching?
Yeah, let me just highlight a couple of key areas that I identified right off the bat. One, I thought we should try to have a presence on every high school in the area that I was assigned to, Pulaski County and down to Pine Bluff. So anyway, we started to grow, and staff came, we started to put different staff on different high schools. I think we were only on a few when I first came on 5 years ago, and now we're pretty much, we have some kind of witness, an FCA kind of impact on about every high school I can think of in Pulaski down to Pine Bluff. There might be one or two, but our goal is just to get there and have as much impact we can in every sport, every student. And so that was first and foremost. Let's get out there and broaden our horizon, so to speak, and have a witness at each of the schools.
I've got a question. Are y'all in high school or just junior high and high school, or how far does it go back?
Man, that's a good question. We're in middle schools, high schools, colleges, and the professional ranks.
Wow.
And so that was kind of my next deal. Now that we're in most high schools, what about middle schools? In middle schools, we try to be selective in the ones that the coaches are really on board. Then, let's see. And then, so in high schools, we're pretty much have covered the ranks there. Then the colleges kind of came next. And I think it was my second year I met a coach at Euler. And through that relationship, things opened up for Euler that's still going on, from the baseball team, the wrestling team, who's been very successful, track, all that kind of stuff. We just started another deal down at in Conway, Central Christian Baptist, CBC. And we did a discipleship program last fall with about 80 of their student athletes. And even this week, we're going to try to go over there to Philander Smith College and see if we can get something going there. The professional ranks came in year two, I think, where I had opportunity to step in and be chaplain for the Arkansas Travelers AA team for the Seattle Mariners. And lots of great stories there, from people coming to Christ, to baptisms, to new commitments. A lot of these athletes that are professional ball players, some of them are just starting their marriage out. And I used to be a marriage pastor, and I love doing that too. So I've been able to do a lot of marriage ministry as well, how to keep Christ in the center of your marriage.
Do you, just recently, and I'll use that phrase, just recently, we had a couple of things down at Whitehall. We had a coach that I guess, was killed in a car accident. We had a shooting over in Conway, and you would think that, and maybe, you know, this is a question, does FCA kind of hone in on, hey, there is a place where that school is hurting, and the facilitators of that FCA chapter or club or whatever will go and help minister to some of those children?
Yeah, in fact, I'm on a group kind of a specialty team down in Benton, Bryan area when suicide's a big issue. And also this current generation, there's a book out called The Anxious Generation. And the students today, it wasn't too long I started noticing they're dealing with, and it goes like this, almost per student. Man, how you doing? Oh, I'm just dealing, I'm so anxious. I deal with depression, sometimes thoughts of suicide. So there's this anxiousness, depression, and suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy wrote a book, and a lot of it is interesting. It comes from the what you call smartphone era.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. And Generation X, they are the first ones, kind of the guinea pigs, and how it's changing their brain development in such a way that it's the generation today in high school especially are dealing with issues that we never had to deal with in my generation growing up in the 70s and 80s. So with all that said, there's a lot of suicides, and so I'm on a specialty team because FCA is right there in the midst of it. And when something happens, we all rally. Well, something happened that, like that to Conway. And actually, one of our staff down there had a neat deal last year where, I mean, in terms of opportunity need, it was tragic. The I can't remember the exact details, but a student athlete died. And I can't remember if it was an accident or if it was intentional, but he died, and the coach was very close to him. The coach needed immediate support.
Sure.
And who did he call? He called our staff member at 3 a.m.
Mm.
And he said, hey, I know it's 3 a.m, but I need to talk to someone.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And our FCA rep for that college was there in 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, there's opportunities for that, as well as, you know, the thing that on every staff's heart is the gospel and then helping them grow up in Christ, discipleship.
Yeah.
That's our heartbeat. That's the mission. It's funny, one little note, FCA for about the first 60 years was a proclamation ministry. In other words, we had to get the gospel out there so everyone can know Jesus Christ and have an opportunity to trust him as Savior. The Lord part is kind of deals with the discipleship. And it was 2018, we had a new president rise up from the Atlanta, Georgia area. And he said, you know, Jesus didn't say make converts. He said make disciples. And that's about the time I was coming on, and that's my heartbeat, because if I was left on the doorstep of in my diapers of salvation, I would have made a mess of things. But that equipping, that's mentoring, that discipleship, Jesus' word, make disciples, it just means learner. Mm-hmm. And every discipline of our culture, I mean, business, you think of the medical field, internships, that's all it is equipping people for the work that they're called to do. Well, how much more important is it than to learn how to walk with Christ moment by moment in the power of his Holy Spirit and see fruit happen, to see a character of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness? There's no law against that. I might not believe in God, but I want those things. And that's what we want to be about. We want to help people let Christ change them from within. And it's irresistible. It's an irresistible influence, as a friend of mine would say.
Well, I've got to say that I'm happy to hear you say that, because when Mark was talking in the first segment, we were talking about just, you know, getting people the gospel to get them saved and everything. But then I kept hearing, and you have you have brought it up several times in this segment of discipleship, because you do have to disciple people to mature them, to grow. And I think that it would be something that John Maxwell, I would allude back to him about the law of multiplication. If you get them saved and you bring them through and disciple them to mature them, they're going to get turned loose. And so we're going to have that effect. And so it's not just you. It's just not one other person. It's they continue that. And so we have a lot of people out there in the field that's showing the love of Christ.
And that's not unlike the first century church that you read Acts, the history of that first century body of believers. And at first they were adding, then they started multiplying believers, and then it started multiplying groups of believers, churches. And these churches were helping other churches grow and multiply themselves. So I think it's God's plan. You know, it's the old, we always like to say, if you want $1 million or you want a penny a day for 30 days and we double it.
Penny a day.
And most, yeah. But these young students go, oh, I want that $1 million. And I say, okay, thank you. You saved me $9 million here.
There you
Take
go.
Your million. Because it'd be $10 million.
Right.
Multiplication, the power of it is part of God's, what Jesus, I read a book called The Master Plan of Evangelism. That was his plan of discipleship.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, I'm happy to hear that we have such success. Do you want to allude to, you guys mentioned right before we came on the air that one of up in Searcy or Cabot, you're starting a podcast, one of the guys up there?
Yes. It's called Beyond the Huddle.
Beyond the Huddle.
And I think it's on 99.5 Faith Talk.
Faith Talk.
And it's coming to...
That's the radio station that's in, where, Cabot, right?
Little Rock.
Okay, yes. Little Rock. So that's the station that they're on, and I would guess what they're going to be doing is the radio program, record it, and then put it out on podcast is what my guess is. Mm-hmm. And I think you mentioned to me that they were going to video as well, so you're probably going to see it over on... YouTube and Spotify, possibly X, like we are.
Sure.
And they're going to put it everywhere they can. So that's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
And I think why it's amazing the openness, because I came from the church sector and it was hard to get into schools, public schools, especially with, you know, separation of church and state, which is never what it was meant to be originally.
You're right.
But here we are. But for some reason you say, listen, we're FCA, and we're just here to help your student athletes become successful on and off the field. And they go, oh, yeah, man, we need help on the field and off the field. That sounds pretty good. Come on in. And so a lot of our partnerships and volunteers are youth pastors. Mm. And we get them in under the auspices of FCA. Should I be telling this secret?
No, go ahead.
Well, it's kind of a best-kept secret, but I guess it's out now. But the idea is that's how we partner with the local church.
There you go.
To get them in. And, we, you know, many hands make like the load. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was thrilled to hear that. I think it was Mark that actually made the statement that there was a whole lot of schools and only a couple of them you're not involved in that. And I'm not going to delve into why or anything like that, because we want to focus on the positive of, if you're in 98% of them, then you're doing a great job. You're doing good, and that's for sure.
Yeah, and so, to God be the glory, and we're having a ball. Good.
So, folks, right before we go to another commercial, let me just pitch this and say one more time that if you would like to help and you're looking for maybe an area of ministry. And maybe your local church, you don't have that area of ministry. Maybe you were an ex-football player, a golfer, or you play tennis a lot, whatever it is, okay? If you're looking for an area of ministry that can tie sports and the gospel together, why don't you give these guys a phone call at FCA and say, hey, I'd like to volunteer. I would like to help. It may not be that you're the head person in that school or whatever or something, but you can certainly come join them and help. And I'm sure it takes a lot of people to pull this type of ministry off. And I'm pretty impressed with what I'm hearing so far.
Really?
So we're going to run to a commercial, but if you're interested in volunteering, be sure and contact these guys.
When your event is catered by Bobby's Country Cooking, it's like coming home to eat. And Bobby's makes it easy. 224-9500 for the best home-style catering available with desserts to die for. The food you love for your next gathering. Bobby's Country Cooking, Little Rock.
Okay, we're back, and this is going to be a short final segment. But, Randy, I've enjoyed this podcast so far. I've enjoyed this show.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
You know, I know these guys because they come into Bobby's and eat lunch all the time,
yeah.
So I get to see them quite often. But and that's really why I wanted to invite them on here, because I know where their heart's at and how they're really trying to minister to people, young people, to athletes and all.
Yeah.
And so I really wanted to help them get the word out there. And so we do have some events coming up. Yeah. So we're going to go back. Let's recap some of the events that you've got coming up. And if people want to volunteer, they can pick up the phone and all. So first of all, you've got your junior high and senior high camps coming up.
Right. Coming up in June the 8th through, I think, the 13th. And junior high is first part of the week. Senior high finishes up
okay.
the second part of the week. That's a huge event because so many kids have never been to a camp. They've never been. It's a leadership camp, but also there's a lot of activities during the day. There's Bible studies, and it's putting kids in situations where they meet new people and learn new skills.
And are these camps to where, like, you know, we send our kids to church camp or different camps, or at least we used to when they were young. Are these where the parents pick up the tab or someone picks up the tab?
Yes.
Okay.
It's to give you an idea, the camp now is $300, which is not that much when you consider what they're getting at the camp.
Yeah.
The camp that we send the kids to is over in Lonsdale, so it's not very far for the Arkansas kids to go, particularly in central Arkansas. Many of the kids are able to pay the $300. If they can't, we try to get scholarships for them, and we're able to maybe scholarship, you know, 35, 50 kids.
Do you have certain people you call for scholarships?
We look out to churches and our key presenting sponsors
okay.
help us with that.
Sign me up for scholarships if you need one.
Okay.
Okay.
And that was
you
really
write all this down.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really where I was leading with that
yeah.
question, is because we have done things for children that, you know, hey, I'd like to go to that camp, but I can't.
Right.
So, Randy Wright Builders,
right.
Well, you can do one. Bobby's Country Cooking will
yeah.
do one. So, there's two right there.
Right.
So, folks, if you've got $300 that's burning a hole in your pocket, $300 that you'd be throwing away for something else, this is a great opportunity. The junior high camp, classes 7 through 9 grades. It's June 8th through the 11th this year. Senior high is grades 10 through graduate, okay, June the 12th through the 15th, and $300, that seems like a wonderful
sure.
thing for us to help. So Randy and I'll take one of those,
okay,
and we'll encourage anyone else that's listening, be sure and contact them, and let's see if we can help send some more kids to
right.
camp,
Mark,
okay?
We're putting your name, number on the screen, okay?
Okay.
And for those of you that would, you know, and we've talked offline here a little bit, but anybody that's going to be around these camps are extremely vetted. There's background checks, and I'm going to tell you as a pawpaw.
Right.
You know, that means a lot to parents
right.
and to grandparents. Mm-hmm. So these camps are extremely secure for your children. And so if you're interested in sending your child to one of these, you know, give Mark a call.
Yeah.
Jump in. If you want to pay for someone else to come, be sure and do that. But it sounds like a wonderful thing for camps and all.
Right.
And I think your child would come to know Christ. If they don't know Christ, they would probably be able to come to know Christ and be discipled and grow even deeper
mm-hmm.
in their walk with Christ.
Yeah, Larry, the camp, it so many of these kids have not experienced it, and they have life-changing, transformational experience.
Sure. That's awesome.
It's not, I mean, we're not talking necessarily an emotional mm-hmm. decision. We're talking about, okay, I'm separated from the Lord. I have not come to the simply believe plus mm-hmm. nothing.
Yeah. Right.
And they are presented that, and then it's up to, you know, the Holy Spirit to lead them to make that decision, whether it's then or a few weeks later when they get back to their schools, to their huddle.
Yeah.
It changes people's lives.
Right.
Or 40 years later, which it changed my life.
Yeah.
I just had just a little piece of it. I was helping as a volunteer to hand out tracts with you guys down there in Daytona Beach. Yeah. There's some wild people down there.
Something I didn't mention earlier, the reason we're so focused on junior high and senior high, statistically, if you don't reach these young people by the time they get out of high school, the percentage of opportunity for them to come to a knowing and loving relationship with Christ diminishes significantly.
I buy into that completely.
Yeah, so we're focused on it. Not that you can't after, obviously, college or high school or college, but we really focus on that. And the junior high market, the middle school, is a huge, huge opportunity for us.
Right.
They're like sponges.
Yeah, there you go. I love everything that I'm hearing. Now, your banquet is June 5th, and you had mentioned that there's some opportunities like a sponsorship. You can sponsor a table.
Yeah, tables are for $800 or $1,200.
Okay.
And we're very fortunate. We have a capacity of 40 tables, roughly. I mean, it's 40. It's our max.
Okay.
And I'm not just saying this. We're filling up, and which is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
And but if you want information about the banquet, you can call me on the number listed and be glad to let you know the situation. And
some of you Christian businessmen and women, that would be an opportunity for you to do a table of eight for
$1,200. You get the table, and then you get to bring eight people, or how does that work?
The table holds eight people.
Yeah, okay.
So for $1,200, gotcha. You get eight. Yeah. Ruthie Bolton, that I mentioned earlier, the two-time Olympic gold medalist, she's got a new book out, and they'll be available there. The table sponsors will get a book.
Yeah.
And so it's really going to be a fun evening.
Awesome.
Mr. David Basil is our MC this year, and Steve Sullivan has done a great job. I'm going to give him a year off. I hope he can join us so he can make fun of Baz. And you know,
Baz's mom always, a couple of years ago, I think she had just moved back or something, and she used to come into Bobby's quite often.
Oh, yeah.
And, she loved to brag about him. Yeah. Brag, brag, brag. Do you know who my son is? You know? I'm like, yes, ma'am, I do. I remember. I know who you are. So
Baz was speaking at Chenal Baptist Church a few weeks ago, and Tom Mitchell used to be the pastor there, so they have a men's breakfast once a month.
Yeah.
And so David always likes to tell people how he tackled Bo Jackson and how he'd help him up. And so, of course, he's going to get me if he sees this podcast.
Well, there you go. Well, I will tell you that Baz, you know, is on that on the radio, and one day it was National Chicken Day. National Fried Chicken Day. Uh-huh. And I heard that on the radio. I was in there working real early and everything. My fry cook was standing there. I said, get that fryer going. I said, fry me a batch of chicken. I'm going to the radio station. So I walk in, and the receptionist is down at the right in the door. And I said, hey, I want to take this chicken up to the guys. She said, well, they're on the air. I said, just to send him a message and say that Larry from Bobby's Country Cooking is here and he's got chicken. All of a sudden,
forget the radio. So get that chicken in here.
I swear they went to a commercial break and opened the door, and all you could hear was, "Tell him to bring the chicken upstairs." So anyway, that's how. So anytime I really want on the radio, all I do
take
is
chicken.
Take chicken. Take chicken.
I might have to hit you up on that. Take some chicken today.
There you go.
Well, we can do that for you. And then the last thing that we'll talk about is the Frank Broyles Classic, the golf tournament that you do every year. That is September 22nd. And where is that?
It's at Maumel Country Club.
Okay.
This will be our 42nd year.
Okay. Wow.
I played 41 of them.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's hard to believe I started when I was 8. No, not really, but it's been a great tournament.
Did you watch the Masters yesterday?
I did.
That it, I watched the last part of it.
I had to leave right as he started the back nine, which is when the master starts, right?
Yeah.
The back nine. He had a 4-stroke lead. I said, he's got this. And then I saw he hit it in the creek.
Yeah.
And but I'm so glad he won because it's been, 14 years or something like that?
Yeah, he's lost a few of them.
Yeah.
Came close, but cigar.
Somebody asked me if I watched that, and I said, you know, Carol and I DVR everything.
You go DVR that.
And so, honestly, we don't even think about live TV because our DVR can get so full that we're sitting there with a remote in our hand, you know, watching and fast-forwarding through everything. So, anyway, no, I didn't get
to watch it.
But, now, so back to business here.
Oh, okay.
For the same, no, you're okay. For the same $1,200.
That's right.
Somebody can sponsor a 4-man team, right?
Right, right.
And so that's a scramble, correct?
4-man scramble.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got a long drive and closest to the hole.
Sure.
And things like that.
Right.
It's, Maumelle's been great. Kerry Maddox, the pro out there, he works very well with us, super guy. His whole staff does a wonderful job for the tournament.
And you needing some more teams?
Well, we hadn't really started the team alignment, but we're fortunate most of the teams play year to year. And so our capacity is about, I don't want to have so many teams, you got a 6-hour round. So we have 40 teams can go in about four and a half.
Okay.
And so, but yes, we're taking.
Have you ever thought about doing a 2-day event?
Yeah, I have, but my staff looked at me and said, we're going to kill you.
Why don't we announce it on this podcast and just tell them, sorry, we put it out on the air anyway. And it wasn't my idea. It was Larry's.
You know, you don't have to face them every day.
Put your foot down, man.
No, we have thought about the second day, and Kerry.
Lance is over here passed out in his chair.
There's a lot of stuff to do at a golf tournament.
You know, honestly, I know because I used to do 2 annual golf tournaments for our church, and I mean, we booked them solid. I did. And, you know, we did a barbecue lunch for all the guys and everything and gals. We didn't have very many ladies, but for the golfers that wasn't all that good, they figured out if I go find a good woman,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the tee boxes, you know, and everything. If you can find a good woman golfer, and I know where one's at. Yeah. She played in college and everything. You do
her.
Too. You know her.
Yeah.
What's her number?
No, I ain't giving it out. So it might be that I have to put a team in there and I call her. If I can get her.
You don't want me.
No, I don't want you. You've never even looked at a golf club.
You go fishing now. Yeah. You have a fishing tournament. I'll go.
Hey, there you go.
We've got one ladies team, Kathy Rainwater, puts together a team, and they have their own category. They're the only women's team. Several years ago, somehow my guy's team had Stacy Lewis. This would have been a long time ago, but she's pretty good, and we did very well.
Yeah, you know. So, well, folks, we've enjoyed this podcast, and we hope that you have as well. But if you want to get involved with FCA here in Central Arkansas, please give them a call, hit their website, see what they're all about, and just get in and help minister the gospel of Jesus Christ and to our youth and help these guys out, would you? Hope you have a wonderful day.
Good.
And tomorrow starts the same old